Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Truma, Posiso es hakroshim lamishkon, by the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Chovov, Posuk Tezvov. Ve'osiso es hakroshim lamishkon, atzei shitim oimedim. We saw in the previous topic, the word mishkon refers to the erios, the curtains. And now, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to make kroshim, which will make up walls, in order to hold up the Mishkan, to hold up the Erios. And what are these beams made out of? Atzei shitim, shitim wood. Oimdim, set them up vertically, not horizontally. Says Rashi, v'osiso es hakroshim. Rashi's bothered by it. Hoyolo loimar v'osiso kroshim, k'moy shenema v'chol dovo v'dovo. It should have said, make beams, like it said by all the previous Kalim. V'osu aroin atzei shitim, v'osiso chapoire zohov toir, v'osiso shulchon atzei shitim, v'osiso menoira zohov toir. It never refers to it as the aroin, the kapoires, the shulchon, the menoira. Ma'u hakroshim? How come over here it refers to it as the kroshim? Emfat Rashi, me'oison hoimdim umiuchodim lekach. Make the kroshim out of the designated wood, out of the designated trees for this purpose. Who planted them? Yaakov Avinu nota arozim in Mitzrayim. It was Yaakov Avinu who planted cedar trees in Mitzrayim. It seems that shittim is a type of cedar tree. Ukeshemes, before Yaakov Avinu died, Tzivo Levonov, he commanded his children and grandchildren, lehaloisom imoim kishiyetum in Mitzrayim, to take him out with them when they leave Mitzrayim in another 193 years. He told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually command them to make a Mishkan in the desert out of these Atzei Shittim. Reu, see to it. They should be prepared for you. This is what Reb Shlomo HaBavli writes in his piyut, in the Yoitzrois of Pesach, Tos matam es rozim, the planting of the zrizim, Yaakov and his children, that they planted the atze, the arozim, the atze shittim, to be prepared, Tos, it grew up quickly, it flew up, Koirois botenu arozim, in order to have the koirois, the beams of our house, of the Mishkan, made out of arozim, shenizdalzu liyois muchonim beyodo mekoidim lochein, they made sure that they should be prepared. Atzei shitim oimdim, she'oirech ha'kroshim, the length of the kroshim, zokuf lemalo, b'kirois ha'mishkon, should be standing upwards. V'loi ta'ase ha'ksolim, b'kroshim shoichvim. Don't make the walls out of lying down kroshim, li'oiz roicha v'kroshim, that the width of the kroshim, l'goiva ha'ksolim keresh al keresh. In other words, horizontally. Don't do that, rather, vertically. Posuk tezayin, eser amois, oirech ha'koresh, ve'amo v'chatzi ho'amo, Roicha v'keresh ho'echod. The length of each keresh is 10 amos, and that's going to be the height of the Mishkan. V'amo v'chatzi ho'amo, an amo and a half, was the width of each keresh. The Posuk doesn't tell us the thickness of each keresh, but Rashi will tell us it's one amo. Says Rashi, Eser amos oirech ha'koresh. Lomadnu goyvo shel Mishkan, Eser amos. From here we learn that the height of the Mishkan was 10 amos, because you told me it's got to be oimdim, vertically, and therefore the length is going to be standing up. Ve'amo v'chatzi ho'amo roichav, lomadu orko shel mishkan, this teaches us the length of the mishkan. How so? Le'esrim kroshim shoyu betzofoin uvedorim, min ha'mizroch la'mairov. There are 20 kroshim in the north and then in the south, which takes you from east to west. Shloshim amo, if there are 20 kroshim, each one is an amo and a half. 20 times 1.5 is 30. Posuk Yud Zayin Shete Yodois La Keresh Ho'echod Meshulavois Isho Elach Oiso Kein Taseh Lechoil Karshi HaMishkon. Every Keresh, every beam had two pegs jutting out of the bottom from the Keresh itself. Meshulavois, Rashi explains, comes from the word Shlivois, the steps of a ladder. The steps of a ladder, also the two edges of it, are wedged into the walls of the ladder. So too over here. These two yodois are wedged in and they stick into the two adonim, which we'll learn about soon, the silver sockets. Isho elach oiso, make sure that these two yodois are identical, one to another, same size, same location exactly. This is what you should do to all the kashim of the Mishkan. Says Rashi, shtei yodois lakerash hoechot. Carve out from the bottom of the keresh, right in the middle, namely in the middle of the roich of a keresh, which is an amma and a half. In the middle, carve out a half an amma, beguiva amma, at the height of an amma. Umeniach revia rochvoy mikan, urevia rochvoy mikan. Now Rashi describing the yodois. Leave a quarter of an amo. That's going to be the width of the yad from each side of the ditch. Vehein hein hayodois. These are the yodois. Vehechoritz, the ditch in between the two yodois, is chatzi roichav akeresh beemtza. A little bit of hard words in Rashi to translate. The Mefarshim argue what the pshat of Rashi is. Let's go with the pshat that says that chatzi Roichav HaKeresh Be'emtza means the Roichav HaKeresh was an amma and a half. We said you took out an half an amma right in the middle. So how much Keresh is left over here? Half an amma on this side, half an amma on that side. Together we have an amma of a Keresh left. Chatzi Roichav HaKeresh, half of what's left, namely an half an amma, is Be'emtza, that was the ditch in the middle. Between the two yodis. There is another part of the keresh that you have to carve out. Rashi didn't tell us yet, but it's muchach from Rashi later on that that's the picture. Namely, the outer part of the keresh. Besides for in between the two yodis, the half a amma that's carved out, now on the outer parts of the yodis, you also have to carve out a half an amma. A quarter of an amma on each side. Before we continue the Rashi, let's sum up what are we looking at over here. So look at the keresh in front of you. You have the roich of a keresh is an amma and a half. Let's translate that into tfochim. Every amma is 6 tfochim, so an amma and a half is 9 tfochim. Right in the middle, you have to make a ditch in between the two yodois, a half an amma, which is 3 tfochim. You're now left with 3 tfochim on each side. Of those 3 tfochim, take a tefach and a half, the outer tefach and a half, and carve that out also. Which comes out that the yodos itself, its width is a quarter of an amma, which is a tefach and a half. So we have a quarter of an amma, a tefach and a half on the outer side carved out. We have a quarter of an amma, another tefach and a half for each yad. And we have in the middle, 3 tefachim carved out. Now let's look at this keresh from the thickness of the keresh, which is 1 amma. On each side, you're going to have 1 quarter of an amma carved out, and the length of the yodois will be an amma and half an amma, which is 3 tfachim. So the yodois are 3 tfachim by a tefach and a half. Says Rashi weiter, v'oyusona yodois machnis bo'adoni. You put them into the adonim, the sakets, show you chalulim, which are hollow in the middle. The adonim govhon amo. The adonim, the height was an amo, exactly the height of the ditch that you made into the bottom of the koshim. There were 40 adonim, one after another, on the sofen and the dorim. The yodois hakeresh hanichnosos bechalalo adonim charutzos mishloishes tzideyen. And the yodois of the keresh that go right into the adonim are etched out from 3 sides. I don't understand what Rashi means, etched out by 3 sides. According to the picture I have, and according to the picture that I'm looking at, it seems to be etched out from 4 sides. I don't understand Rashi. Shlosh etzidei. Akulponim roicha v'charitz ko'ivi sfas ho'eden. The width of the charitz, of the ditch, is the same width of the walls of the Eden. Sheichas ha'keresh is kol roish ho'eden. The keresh has to cover the entire Eden. If not, there's going to be space between the koshim. If the adonim are jutting out of the keresh, so there's going to be airspace between the koshim. The thickness of the adonim between the koshim. But that can be. It says, they have to be equally distant at the bottom, namely they have to be touching each other. Make it in a way that the koshim should be toyamim, twins, next to each other, touching each other. They're made like steps of a ladder. Separated from another, one from another. They're pointy at the edges, likones betoy chalala eden, to enter the hollow space of the socket. Kishliva nichneses benekev amudei hasulam, like the step of a ladder that wedges its way into the walls of the ladder. Ishola choisa mechuvonos zu keneged zu, exactly identical, one parallel to another. Sheyihiyu charitzem shovim zu kemida zu, exact measurements, one like another. Kidei shelo yihiyu shtei hayodos zu meshucha letzad ponim vezucha meshucha letzad chutz, one facing inwards, one facing outwards. Boi v'yakeresh shu'am. V'targum shel yodos tzirin, which means hinges. What do yodos have to do with hinges? V'yadoy mo'y letzirei adeles. They're similar to hinges of a door. Hanichnosim mechorei ha'mifton, hinges of a door back then were not connected to the doorpost, rather connected to the bottom of the door and to the top of the door, the lintel. That's how hinges were made back then. Posuk yudches v'osiso es hakroshim lamishkon esrim keresh lifas negbo seimono. Now, how many kroshim should you make? Make 20 kroshim for the dorim, for the south side. Negbo teimona, a double lashon of dorim. Why it says it twice, I don't know. Both the words negbo and teimona mean south. Lifas, on the side, the dorim side. It says Rashi, lifas negbo teimona. Ein peyo zu lashon miktsuya. Pay over here does not mean corner, as it sometimes means. Rather, over here it means elokol ruach kruya peyo. The whole side is called a peyo. Ketargumoy leruach evar dorim, the dorim side. Posuk yutes ve'arboim adnei chesef tase tachas esrim akoresh shnei adonim tachas akeresh hoechod lishtei doisov u'shnei adonim tachas akeresh hoechod lishtei doisov. On the dorim side, you have 40 adnei kesef, 40 silver sockets underneath the 20 kroshim. Two adonim under each keresh. And that's where the two yodois that we describe fit into these two adonim. I don't know why the Torah has to repeat itself and say again, Ushne adonim tachas akeresh ho'echod l'shtei yodoisov. Once you told me, arboim adne kesef, ta'ase tachas esrim akoresh, and then you tell me there are two adonim per keresh, it's quite obvious that the same will apply to all the other koshim. Why the repetition of the end of the posuk, shnei adonim tachas akeresh ho'echod l'shtei yodoisov? I don't know. Posuk chof uletzel ha'mishkon ha'shinis lifas tzofoin esrim koresh. And the other side of the mishkon, the word tzelam inside, the other side, namely the tzofoin, across the dorim, also esrim koresh, 20 koreshim. Ve'arboim adnehem kosef shnei adonim tachas akeresh ho'echod, u'shnei adonim tachas akeresh ho'echod. Here too, there are 40 silver sockets, two adonim per keresh. Posuk chov beis v'liyar keseh ha'mishkon yomo ta'aseh shisho keroshim. And at the end of the mishkon, namely yomo, the western side, you make 6 keroshim. Posuk chov gimel u'shnei keroshim ta'aseh limikutzois ha'mishkon bayar chosoyim. And the two corners of the mishkon, towards the end of the Mairov, make another 2 kroshim. In total, the Mairov had 8 kroshim. Why does the posuk separate it into 6 and 2? That is because the 6 middle ones, you were able to see it from in the airspace of the mishkon. You saw the complete keresh. How much is 6 times 1.5? 9. But the airspace of the mishkon was 10. That means the two corner kroshim, you only saw a half an amma from each one in the mishkon, because an amma of its width was covered by the thickness of the kroshim of the tzofoin and the dorim. So it's the same keresh. The Torah splits it into 6 and 2 to make this point that you didn't see the full shnei kroshim on the corners of the west. Says Rashi Lo Yarkase, Loshen Soif, Ketargumo Lusiofe, the end of. Why is the west called the end of, the edge? Lefisha Pesach Bamizroch, Korim Mizrach, Ponim, Lamayrov Acharaim. The Mizroch, the entrance, is called the face, and the Mayrov is called the back. Vizehu Soif, Shaponim Uarosh, the face is the entrance, and the back is the Acharaim. Ta'ase Shisho Kroshim Areitesha Amizroicha. 6 times 1.5 is 9. Ushnei kroshim ta'aseh lemikutza ois. Echod lemikutza tzvoinis ma'arovis, the northern western corner. Echod lemikutza lemarovis droimis, the western southern corner. Kol shmoino kroshim beseder echod. Really, all 8 kroshim are one line. So why did it separate it? Elo she'ilu ha'shtayim eino b'chalal ha'mishkon. You can't see it from in the mishkon. Elo chatzi amo mizu v'chatzi amo mizu nirois b'chalal la'ashlim roi chvoy la'eser, which will get you to 10 amos, the roichav of the chalal ha'mishkon. Ve'ho amo mizeh ve'amo mizeh boys k'neged amos oivi karshi ha'mishkon atzofen ve'adorim. The covered amo of each one of those side kroshim is covered up with the thickness of the keresh, of the tzofen and the dorim. K'dei shiyehi ha'miktsuya b'chutz shove, in order that the corner from the outside should be exactly flush. Posuk chov dalin ve'yihiyu soy amim milemato v'yachdov yihiyu samim al roishoy el hatabas ho'echos ken yihiyye lishneyem lishneyem miktsay ois yihiyu. And the kroshim should be soyamim milamato. The word soyamim means the kroshim have to be flush once against another. They have to be touching each other. And what is the pasuk telling me? That when you make the charitzim, the ditches, in order to make these yodois fit into the adonim, make sure they're made in a way that the thickness of the adonim is not separating between the kroshim to touch each other. Namely, the edge of the eden has to be flush with the keresh itself. That's the first part of the pasuk. V'yusam milamato. Now, let's make sure that the kashim on top are also touching each other and should not slip back and forth. How do you accomplish that? V'yachdov yusamim. The word samim over here, it's as if it said it toyamim. It's the same word. Namely, touching each other, aloyshay, all the way on the top. How do you accomplish that? Elatabas ho'echos. You cut into the keresh on top, every 2 kroshim next to each other, and you put a ring connecting the top of the 2 kroshim. Kein yihiyeh lishneyem. This applies also to the corner ones. Those 2 corner kroshim that we spoke about in Pasuk Chav Gimel, there, the charitz, the cutting into the wood, has to be a little bit different than the regular kroshim. That also makes sure that the corners, namely where the Mayrov meets Tzofin and Dorim, are the kroshim are touching each other and not swaying and slipping back and forth. It says Rashi, v'yihiyu seya milamato, kol ha'kroshim tuyamim zelo ze milamato. They should be touching each other, shalo yafsik oy v'sfas shnei ha'adonim b'neyem la'achikom zu mizu. The thickness of the adonim should not separate between the kroshim. Zehu shepirashti, that's what I told you when I was describing the yodois. She'yihiyu tzirei ha'yodois charutzi mitzideyen. On the outer side, they also have to be carved out in order that she'eroichav ha'keresh boilet litzidov, that the thickness of the keresh should be jutting out of the yad chutz lidei ha'keresh, outside the yad lechasuis esfas ha'eden, to cover up the walls of the eden. V'chein ha'keresh ha'etzloi, so to the keresh next to it nimtzu tuyamim ze lo ze. Now the 2 kroshim are touching each other. The keresh ha'miktzoya shebeseder ha'mayrov chorutz l'rochvoi be'ovyoi k'neged acharit shel tzad keresh ha'tzfoini ve'adroimi. So too in these 2 corner kroshim, k'dei shelo yafridu adonim b'neim, the adonim shouldn't separate. I'm not sure why Rashi has to make a point about the 2 kroshim in the mekutzois, the 2 corner kroshim. The yodois and the adonim there, there's no difference between them and any other keresh. It's made the same way. Rashi's making a point that you may have thought it's different, that something was different over there. I don't know. On the top, Rashi has to make a point, because the charitz, the hole on top that you put the tabois in, is made differently than the other koshim. But the adonim, I don't see why it should be different. V'yachtov yusamim, the word tamim, k'mo yitoy amim. Al roishoy shel keresh, on the top of the keresh, el atabaso echot. Kol keresh v'keresh ayu chorutz milemalo. Every keresh had a ditch etched into it on the top. Berochvoy shnei charitzim m'shnei tzidov. Two charitzim, one on each side. Kedei oivi atabas, the thickness of the ring. Umachnisoy b'tabas achas. And the tabas locked the two koshim next to each other. Nimtza matim lekeresh etzloy. It's right next to, touching the keresh next to it. Aval oizon tabois, lo yodati im kvois hein im metultolois. Rashi's not sure, did the tabois come out completely when they took apart the Mishkan? Or maybe the tabois stayed in one keresh and you just had to slip the other keresh into it, Rashi's mesupuk. Okay, back to the topic. Uve keresh b'miktsuya hoyotabas bo'ivya keresh hadroimi v'atzfoini. Here Rashi points out that these charitzim, that they etched into the koshim on the top for the tabois, you have to notice the two corner koshim in Posuk Chof Gimel, there, those charitzim were a bit different. Make the cheshbon. The roish keresh ha-miktsoya she-beseidah mayrov nichnas le-toichoy nimtzu shnei ksolim mechuborim. If every keresh, the charitzim were made on the two edges of its amo and a half, the two kroshim on the corner, one of the charitzim was made on the thickness, namely on the side that it was an amo, in order to connect it to the kroshim on the tzofoin and the dovin. So here there's taka difference at the top of the kroshim. But going back to what I said before, Rashi points out that on the bottom also, Rashi pointed out, make sure that those corner koshim are yusamim. I don't know why the stress over there. Kein yihia lishneyem, lishnei koshim shebemiktsoya, the two koshim on the two corners. Lekeresh shebesoiv tzofoin ulekeresh ha-ma'arovi, v'chein lishnei miktsoyos. Pozuk chof hei v'hayu shemayno keroshim v'adnihem kezef, shisho sor adonim eshnei adonim. Tachas ha-keresh ho-echod, u-shnei adonim, tachas ha-keresh ho-echod. And on the tzad, Mayrov, there were 8 kroshim, and 16 adonim, 2 adonim, under each keresh. Says Rashi, v'yu shmoino kroshim, heim ho-amurim namalo. This is what we spoke about before, in Psukim Chov Beis Chov Gimel. Tase shisho kroshim, u-shnei kroshim, tase lem kutzois. 6 and 2, nimtzu shmoino kroshim, seira ma'arovi, 8 kroshim on the Mayrov side. Now Rashi goes back to quote a brisa describing the Adonim, the Yodos and the Adonim. Kach shnuya b'mishnah ma'ise seider ha-kroshim b'melechus ha-mishkan. A brisa. Hoyo oise so Adonim chalulim, the Adonim were made hollow, v'choyretz es ha-keresh milemato. He would carve out on the bottom of the keresh, revia mikan u-revia mikan, a quarter of an amo on each side, by the height of an amo, v'achoritz chetzio b'emtza, and a half of an amo in between the two yodos. V'oso lo yishte yodos, which created the two yodos, kemin shnei chamukin. V'li nira, says Rashi, it seems to me, shagir so kemin shnei chavokim. And what are chavokim? Kemin shtei shlivois, sulam amuvdo lo yizu mizu. Like two steps of a ladder, separated one from another. U'meshupois, they're pointy at the edges. Likones b'chalal ho'eden, kishliva nichneses b'nekev amudei sulam. They're pointy to wedge into the Adonim, like the sides of a step of a ladder, wedge into the sides of a ladder. V'uloshen meshulavois, the word meshulavois comes from this word, asuya kemin shliva, like a ladder step, like a step of a ladder. U'machnizan letoich shnei Adonim. Shneimar, shnei Adonim, shnei Adonim. That's as far as the charitzim on the bottom, to create the yodos. Now let's go to the charitzim on top. V'choyretz es ha-keresh milemalo, etzba mikan ve'etzba mikan. This is new information Rashi did not tell us before. What was the thickness of the choritz on top where the tabois went into? One etzba, a finger, a thumb width. The noisan lotoicha tabas achashal zohov, the tabas was made out of gold. Another piece of information that Rashi did not tell us before, nor do the psukim tell us, that those tabois were made out of gold. Maybe it's included in what we'll see in Posuk Chavtes, but definitely not Mefurish. כדי שלא יהיו נפרודים זה מזה. So the Koshim should not separate one from another. שנאמר ויושם מלמטו, ויחתו ויושם אל רוישוי. כך היה מישנו, this is the Braisa, והפירו שלו הצעתי למעלו בסדרה מקרויס. I told you what all this means when I explained the פסוקים. פוסק חובוב ועושי סוברכים עצי שיטים, חמישו לקר שיצא לה המשכון או אחד. The brichim are atzei shittim poles, and they're going to hold the koshim together from the outside, as Rashi will describe. So for the one side of the mishkan, namely tzofoin or domoim, there were five brichim, and Rashi will explain exactly how they were situated. V'chamisho v'richim lekar sheitze la mishkon ha-sheinis, v'chamisho v'richim lekar sheitze la mishkon la-yarchosayim. So each side, the Tzofoin and the Doroim, had five brichim, those were the same size. And the Mairov also had five brichim. Even though it was a smaller wall, nevertheless, the amount of brichim were the same. Posek Chovches, Ve'abriach atichoin b'tzorich ha'koshim mavriach min ha'kotze el ha'kotze. Although we described that on each side of the Mishkan there were five brichim, but you should know the middle one was different than the other ones. Namely, four of the five brichim were external, connecting the koshim from the outside. But the fifth one was inside the koshim. The koshim had a hole going through all of them. One on the tzofoin, one on the dorim, and one on the mairov. And that was the briach atichoin, the central briach, going from one edge of the wall to the other edge of the wall. Let's see how Rashi describes the brichim in Posek Chovov. Brichim ketargumoi ibrin. Ibrin is like a lock, because it locks the koshim together. Chamisho lekar sheitze la mishkon. Elu chamisho shloishohi. Says Rashi, although it says five, it could really be counted as three. Why is it counted as five? Elo shabriacho elyoin ve'atachtoin. The upper one, and the lower one, also mishtei chatichois, they made it in two pieces. Each one holding together half the wall. Each of the koshim had a ring, had a tabas, which you put the brichim inside of, and they meet in the middle. It's really two brichim made into four. One long briach divided into two. Aval hoim tzoi, the one described in Posuk Chofches, o koi keneged kol ha-koisel, with the length of the whole wall, umavriach mikce ha-koisel vad kotzei, from one edge to the other. Shenemar v'abriach ha-tichoin, the middle one, besoich ha-koshim, mavriach min ha-kotzel ha-kotzel. Shaloi nimar tachtoinim, oilom taboiz ba-koshim, likonos la-toichon. They had rings on the outside of the koshim, and then you would put the poles through them. Shtei taboiz l'chol keresh. Two rings for each keresh. One on top, one on bottom. Meshuloshim betoich eser amoy shel goyva keresh. Equally divided into three parts. Divide the keresh into three parts. A third, a third, and a third. And you put the taboiz, a third from the bottom, and a third from the top. Chelek echem na tabas el yoino ulemalo. Vechelek echem na tachtoino ulemato. I apologize, I made a mistake. Not divided into third, a third, a third, rather divided into quarters. Chelek echod min atabas el yoino ulemalo, vechelek echod min atachtoino ulemato, v'kol chelek urevia oirech hakeresh. Every part is one quarter of the length of the keresh. Ushnei chalokim bein tabas, a tabas. So you have two parts, namely two quarters, or half of the length of the keresh, in between the taboys. All the taboys exactly have to line up in order for the briach to get through them. That's as far as the two top ones and then the two bottom ones. So in other words, the taboys, the top taboys were 2.5 amos down from the top. The bottom taboys were 2.5 amos up from the bottom. In between them, you have 5 amos. The middle briach didn't have rings, external rings. The thickness of the keresh itself had a hole going through it. שהם מוכוונים מזה מול זה. The holes were exactly one connected another. וזהו שנאמר, אין פוסק חפרס, בסויך הקרושים, in the קרושים. הבריך המועל יוינים והתחתוינים שבצופוין שבדורוין, אורך כל האחס, 15 אמו. Each בריך was 15 אמויס. We said the length of each wall was 30, so half is 15. But והתיכוין, the middle one, אורך 30 אמו, was a 30 אמו pole. וזהו מן הקוצה אל הקוצה, מן המזרח עד המערב, both on the צופוין and the דורוין. Now let's get to the west. וחמישה בריחים שבמיירוב, אוי רכל יוינים והתחתוינים, שש עמויס. Because the back wall, the Meirov wall was 12 עמויס from the back side, divided into two, six and six. והתיכון, the middle one, אורך 12, כנגד, אורכיו, שמונה קרושים. That's the eight קרושים, which is times one and a half, which is 12. כך היא מפורשת במלאכת המשכון לברייסו. פוסוק חופטס, ועשה קרושים תצפה זהוב, ועשתה בויסיהם תעשה זהוב, בוטים לבריחים וציפיסו עשה בריחים זהוב. And all of the above mentioned קרושים must be coated with gold. And the tabois also make gold. Which tabois is this referring to? Not the tabois on top of the krushim that connect the krushim on top. Rather, the pasuk explains the tabois that are botim labrichim, that are going to house the brichim. The tzibui says abrichim zov, the brichim also have to be coated with gold. Rashi will explain that it does not mean the actual brichim. Rather, we'll see how Rashi explains this these words. It says Rashi botim labrichim atabois shetase bohen yihiu batim likones bohen abrichim. They will house the brichim. The other tabois, Rashi said before, they're also gold, but it's not from this pasuk, and it doesn't say it anywhere, as far as I know, that these those tabois were gold, but Rashi tells us they were gold. Don't think that it was coated, the actual brichim with zov. Rather, shein aleim shum tzipoy, they were not covered. Elo bekeresh hayu kaviyah kemin shtei pifiyoy shel zov. On the keresh, There were two coatings, two circles of gold. Like a half of a reed. And he put them next to the tabois that are on the koshim, lekan ulekan. The tzipui for the brichim were connected to the tabois, which were connected to the koshim. והבריח נכנס לתויכוי, וממנו לטבס, ומן הטבס לפה השני. נמצא הבריחים מצופים זוב, when? Only כשהם תחובים מהקרושים. Only when they are in the קרושים. והבריחים הללו מבחוץ היו בולטס. These בריחים are on the outside of the מישכון. How Rashi knows that it's not meant to be taken literally with ציפיסוס הבריחים זוב, I don't know if it's a drosha or it's a kabbalah. Maybe it says it in the brisa, melechas ha-mishkan. But in the posuk itself, I don't see why there should be a difference between es ha-kroshim tetzapeh zov and tzipisa es ha-brichim zov. Must have been a kabbalah or some type of drosha. Ha-taboiz ha-pifiyoiz lo-hoyu niroiz b'tich ha-mishkan elo kol koisel cholok mi-bifnim. All this is on the outside of the mishkan. On the inside, you saw nothing. פוסוק למד, והקימו יסורס המשכון כמשפטו יאשר הועיסו בהור. And when the entire Mishkan is complete, I will tell you that to inaugurate, to put up the Mishkan, to put it together, as I will show you later on how to do it. Says Rashi, והקימו יסורס המשכון, אחר שיגומר, הקימו הועיסו בהור. Not that you were shown already how to put it up, rather, by then, it will have been already. Koidem lochein, before you actually have to put it up. Shani osi de lamentcho la'arizcho seder ha'komos. I will tell you later on exactly how to put it up. Ad kan the sixth topic of Parshas Trumo, vosi so es ha'kroshim la'mishkon. Shalom aleichem abo isai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Trumo. Vosisa foroiches, make a curtain separating the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, and where to place all the kelim of the Mishkan. And vosisa mosor lefesach oil, make a curtain at the entrance of Oil Moed. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Chovov, Posuk Lamed Aleph. Ve'osisa foroiches, techeiles ve'argomon, ve'soyla ashoni, ve'sheish moshzor, mas'ei choyshei, ve'aso iso, keruvim. Make a poroiches, a separating curtain, made out of four materials, techeiles, argomon, toyla ashoni. All those are different colors of dyes of wool. Tcheles is blue, argomon is purple, toyla ashoni is red, and v'sheish, flax, linen. All of these have to be moshzor, have to be spun into strings. Each one of those minim, tcheles, argomon, toyla ashoni, sheish, had six strings in it, and together they made one mini rope of 24 strings. The same materials and the same amount of strings that we made the Aliyos HaMishkon. The only difference is that over here, for some reason, Tcheles Argomot Eila Ashoni are mentioned before the Sheish. And over there, Sheish was mentioned first. I don't know why. Ma'asei Choshev Yaseh Yisar Kerovim. Rashi told us back then. Ma'asei Choshev means that the pictures of the Kerovim, which are a lion and an eagle, are woven into the fabric on both sides. Not that you make the fabric and then sew a picture on. Rather, they're woven into. Says Rashi, Peroiches Loshen Mechitzo, something separating. Ubloshen Chachomim, they call it a palgoid. Dover Amavdil ben Amelech ubein Om. And over here, it's separating between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Tcheles ve'argomon kol minu minu yakoful b'chol chut v'chut shisha chutim. Each one was made up of six strings. Ma'asei choyshev kvar pirashti, I told you above, by the Arias HaMishkon, shezuhi arigol shel shtei kirois, made out of two walls, that's yurin shemishnei avoreo, einum doimim zeloze, different pictures on both sides. Kruvim tziyurin shel briois yasebo, pictures of creatures. We hear Rashi don't say what creatures. Back then Rashi told us, one side was a lion, the other side was an eagle. Pozog lamed beis venosato iso al arbao amudei shitim emetzupim zahov vovihem zahov al arbao adnei chosef. And hang the poroiches on four amudei shitim, pillars made out of shitim wood, metzupim zahov, that are coated with gold, and vovihem, the hooks that this curtain is meant to be hung on, that are connected to these amudim, are also made out of gold. Alarbo adnei kosef, on four adonim made out of silver. Different than the kroshim. The kroshim, each keresh had two adonim. Over here, each amud has one aden. Posuk lamed gimel venosato es haporoiches tachas hekerosim veheveso shomo mi beis laporoiches eis aroin hoidus vivdilo haporoiches lochem bein hakodesh. And where exactly were this poroiches situated in the Mishkon? Tachas akrosim, underneath the hooks of the Arios HaMishkon, which divided, this poroiches divided the Mishkon into two thirds and a third. 20 amois for the Kodesh and 10 amois for the Kodesh HaKodoshim. That's exactly where the krosim were. And inside the poroiches, what is the poroiches separating? Es aroin ho'edus, the aroin which has the luchos ho'edus, which are a testimony that Hashem commanded us on Har Sinai. V'ivdila poroiches lochem, this poroiches should separate between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodoshim. Says Rashi, posuk lamed beis, arbo amudim tkuim b'sich arbo adonim. Four pillars stuck into four adonim sockets. They had hooks on top of them, akumim lemalo, bent, klunas sheberoish haparoiches hakoruch bo, to hook onto it the hook of the paroiches. These hooks is what the pasuk calls vovehim zahov. Why are they called vovin? They looked like the letter Vav. Take the letter Vav, turn it upside down, and you got yourself a hook. The dimensions of the poroiches were 10 by 10 amois. 10 amois to in the Mishkan, the width of the Mishkan, and 10 amois, the height of the Mishkan. It was who was spread out in one third of the Mishkan. Sheyehei Hemen of Lifnim, inside of it is Eser Amois of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vehemen of Lachutz is Esrim Amo of the Kodesh. Nimza turns out that the dimensions of Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim Eser al Eser, 10 by 10. How do I know this? Says Rashi, Shenema Vonosato in Posuk Lamed Gimel. Vonosato is Aporiches Tachas Akrosim. Put the Aporiches underneath the hooks. What are these hooks? Hamechabri Meshtei Choyvoy Shal Yerias HaMishkon. That connects the two groups of the Yerias HaMishkon. Veruicha V'choyveres, we know, was Esrim Amo, was 20 Amos for each group. Ukshepilsom Al Gaga Mishkon. When you spread them on the roof of the Mishkon, mina Pesach Lamayrov, from the entrance towards the west, kolso b'shnei shlishei Mishkon. Each group was 20 Amos exactly, two-thirds of the Mishkon. V'achaveres Hashenis, and the second group of five Yerios, Kisto shlishei shel Mishkon, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'hamoiso, the leftovers, tomli l'achoyrov l'chazis akroshim, was hanging on the outside the Mishkan on the back to cover up the Koshim. It's interesting. It sounds like Rashi over here doesn't know that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 Amois by 10 Amois. He only gets it from the fact that it says V'nosanto esaporeches tachas akrosim, and that he knows for a fact was two thirds into the Mishkan, because he says it makes up the two choivrois of the Yerias HaMishkan, 20 and 20. You start from the Mizrach, go to the Mairov, and you'll end up exactly at 10 Amois before the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Rashi above, describing the Yerios, wasn't sure. He brought down a machloikes between a Braisa in Melech HaMishkan and the Braisa in Masech the Shabbos. Did the Yerios HaMishkan cover the Amudim in front of the Mishkan? And he brought a raya from this pasuk, from the Santo Saporiches Tachas Akrosim, that it must be that it did not cover the Amudim, because over there he seems to know for a fact that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 by 10 Amois, which forces the Krosim to be by 10 Amois, which means it did not cover the Amudim. And over here, Rashi is proving that it's 10 by 10 Amois from the pasuk of Nosato Saporiches Tachas Akrosim. So which one came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. Posuk lamed dalet v'nosato es hakapoyres al aroin hoidus bekoidesh hakodoshim, and place the kapoyres on top of the oroin, which contains luchos eidus, in the koidesh hakodoshim. Posuk lamed hei v'samto es hashulchon michutz laparoyches v'samenero noichach hashulchon al tzela mishkon teimono. And you should place the shulchan outside the paroiches, and the menorah across the shulchan on the southern side, and the shulchan is on the northern side of the Mishkan. Says Rashi, v'samto es ha-shulchan. Shulchan batzofoin was on the northern side, moshuch min ha-koizel atzfoini shtei amois u-mechza. 2.5 amois away from the northern wall. Umenorah b'doroim also. Meshucha min ha-koizel adroimi, shtei amois u-mechza. Umizbach ha-zohov, which we did not learn about yet. That we'll learn about Be'ezer Hashem and Parshas Tetzaveh. The Mizbach ha-zohov nosun keneged avir shebein shulchan ha-menorah. In the airspace between the shulchan and the menorah, but not in between them. Rather, moshuch kimo klape ha-mizroch, outward towards the east, but in the airspace that's between the Shulchan and the Menorah, towards the east of the Mishkan, the entrance. All the Kelim were in the inner half of the 20 Amois that were allotted for the Kodesh part of the Mishkan. Ketzad, Oirech HaMishkan min HaPesach LaParoiches is 20 Amo. HaMizbeach VaShulchan VaMenorah Mishuchim min HaPesach LeTzad Mayrov 10 Amois. The first 10 Amois from the entrance were empty. And then these three kelim were in the inner 10 amois towards the poroiches. Posuk lamed vav vasis amasor lefesach oihel techeiles ve'argomon ve'soy la'ashoni ve'sheish mozor maasei roikeim. And you should make a curtain for the entrance of the oil moyed, made out of tcheles, argomot, ilashoni, and sheishmorzo, the same materials that you made the peruches and the eriyes hamishkan out of. The only difference is, this is maaseh roikem, not maaseh choishev. Maaseh choishev means that the pictures were woven into the material, and there are two pictures, one on each side. It's a double wall. Maaseh roikem means the picture was sewn into the material, and it's the same picture on both sides. It says Rashi v'osisa mosoch viloin, a curtain, shu mosoch kineged ha-pesach, by the entrance, kemoi sachto ba'adoi, loshen megin, to protect. Maaseh roikem, hatzurois asuris boi, maaseh machat, they were sewn into it, not woven into it. Kepartum sheleivar zeh, kepartum sheleivar zeh, the same picture on both sides. Roikem, shema umon, v'loi shema umnus. The word roikem over here means, that's the name of the professional that does this, not the profession. And therefore, v'targumoi oivad tzayor, v'loi oivad tziyur. We're talking about the professional, the person that does it. Midas ha-mosoch, k'midas ha-poroiches, the same measurements. Eser amois al eser amois. Posuk lamed zayin ve'osiso la-mosoch. Chamisho amudei shitim ve'tzipiso isom zahov, vovihem zahov. And how do we hang up the mosoch? On five amudim made out of shittim wood, as opposed to the poroiches, which was hung on four amudim out of shittim wood. Just like the amudim of the poroiches, identical to there also. The difference is, over here, the Adonim were made out of copper, not silver. A clarification regarding something I said in the previous year, in Perek Chovov, Posuk Chov Vov. Over there, the Posuk is describing the Brichim, the Brichim that held the walls of the Mishkan together. And Rashi over there describes exactly where were the Tabois on the Koshim located that the Brichim went through. And the lashon of Rashi is Meshuloshin betoich eser amoish shel goiva akeresh. That may sound that you divide the height of the keresh into three parts, one third up, put one tabas, and one third down from the top, put another tabas, and this way the keresh is divided into three. But that's wrong, because Rashi says a second later that it's divided into four parts. If the keresh is 10 amois tall, you count 2.5 amois up and put a tabas. And go to the top, count 2.5 amois down and put a tabas. In between the two tabois, namely between the two brichim, are 5 amois. So what does Rashi mean when he says, Meshuloshin betoich eser amois? The teretz is that the word Meshuloshim does not mean divided into three. The word Meshuloshim means divided equally, into equal parts. As we have a posuk in Parsha Shoiftim, talking about the Ore Miklot. Over there, there were three Ore Miklot throughout Eretz Yisrael, and over there it says, V'shilashto es gvul arzecho. And over there it means, divide Eretz Yisrael into four parts, from the north until the first Ir Miklot, and then from the second to the third, from the third to the end of the country. That means a country is divided into four. Yet the Pasuk says, Vishilashto, because the word Vishilashto just means to divide it equally. A similar thing we find in the Mishnah, Masechta Makos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Mishalshin b'momoin, v'mishalshin b'makos, which means to divide it equally, not necessarily among three Edim, no matter how many Edim there are. You could have two, three, five, four, five, or six. Divide it equally, in the case of Edom Zoymimim, and that's what the word Meshuloshin means in Rashi over here, like we find it in the Torah, in Parsha Shoiftim, and in the Mishnayos, and Masechta Makos. And come the seventh topic of Parsha's Truma, Vosisa Poroiches, where to put the Kelim, and Vosisa Mosoch Lefesach Oihel.